how the recruitment was done. You say Lockheed was coming around recruiting workers. Do you recall what was told to people? What was the attraction about it?
I can't remember for sure whether he was recruited on the job or if he was recruited, if he saw it in the newspaper. I think it was an ad in the newspaper, and he answered it.
Mm-hmm.
And he made his application, and they notified him that he was hired, you know, that he had to go in for interview again, and they hired him.
He was interviewed in Minnesota then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to furnish our own transportation, our moving and everything out here. That
now,
kind
well,
of
how did you feel about making that move?
I wanted to.
You did? Why
yeah.
did you want to?
I just wanted to get out of Minnesota, to get away from my mother mostly. I wanted to get away from his folks. I just wanted to be that far away.
Mm-hmm. And what
and
were your expectations about coming out here, what did you think?
Well, I just thought it would be nice, but it was nicer than I expected, you know. Housing and that was so much better than back there for the money. And, of course, the climate and the difference was really exciting. I liked it.
Did you, as you were thinking about coming out, did you think that you might be working when you came out here or not?
Well, of course, I always wanted to work, but I didn't think about the working part of it. I just felt that making the move, and I would just find out about things when I got here, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so you came out here then planning on going where as you drove out here? What was your idea about where you would try and live?
We just got a place in L.A. We didn't know anything about we knew there was a Hollywood, but we didn't know anything about where to live. So we got a temporary place in Los Angeles and stayed there 3 weeks and looked for a place. We drove around Burbank and that was hot and it looked bad, you know, it didn't look good to us. And so we drove around in Hollywood and found this place in Hollywood, and he had some relatives up there on Vista Del Mar, which was a couple miles or more than that. It must have been just 2 or 3 miles from where we were. And that was a nice arrangement. His mother was with us. She was still with us. She came out with us, and she was still with us when we made that move.
She came out, drove out to California with you?
Yeah.
And how about his father?
He stayed home.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't have had room for it all because we were moving stuff, too.
You drove out then?
Yeah. We rented a trailer.
Uh-huh.
We rented a trailer, and we didn't bring all our furniture. I sold most everything, but there was a few things I wanted to keep, mostly linens and things that I needed.
And you say you came out in October of 41.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Now, what was he hired to do, exactly? Do you recall?
In a metal shop. Let's see what they call that. I don't know. It was forming metal and, you know, it was one of the lesser skills.
Mm-hmm.
Then he worked his way along. And
what was his
skills.
Starting salary, do you recall?
Well, it was very likely around 80 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm. And so you then came out, got a place in Hollywood, which you rented?
Yeah, well, we rented in, on Pico Boulevard in L.A. first, about 8th Street. And in 3 weeks, we had found this other place, and that was a little two-room house.
Mm-hmm. So this was all before the outbreak of the war, though, or before the United States entered the war?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was, it was December 7th that happened.
What did you think was coming when you came out in October 41? Here they were recruiting people to work in basically war industries. What was your notion of what was...
See, the draft was already on in June that year, and so we knew what to expect. And I'm sure that if my husband thought of it, well, if he were in the war industry, we didn't know at the time that he wouldn't be drafted, but turned out he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't drafted.
At that point, was your brother already in the military or not?
My brother was too young.
Mm-hmm.
He went in after. See, my brother is 9 years younger than I.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on the farm.
Do you recall, you showed me a picture where you were out down in San Pedro on Pearl Harbor Day. Do you recall that day at all?
Yes. I went, Joyce was just a little, year older, a little more, a year and a half then, almost. So we were down there, and we were going fishing. I know there were some people fishing. That's what it was. And Ralph was there just taking some pictures and looking it over. And somebody was sitting on the rock, and they had the radio on. I could hear this thing saying that we were at war, and they were explaining, on about that. And so I went to... my husband and mother-in-law, and I said, we're at war. I said, Pearl Harbor's been attacked, and we're at war. And his mother said, oh, you're crazy, and they didn't even want to believe it. And I said, it's true. So that's why I always save those pictures, because... it was that day, it was that time. Well, we were down there about 11 o'clock, and it was just a little while before that they had attacked. It came over the news real quick.
At that point, what was your thought about what was going to then happen?
We had to get out of, we decided to get out of there, because we didn't know if we're next, so we came on home. And, of course, we're like everybody else. It was a bad thing, and we didn't know what would happen. And I know when, he was at work for some time. When did I go to work? Next year, 6 months later.
In about June of 42, then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was your life like? Then before you went to work, once you came out to California, how did you spend your time then?
Well, we had that relation of his that kind of took us under their wing and would do things. And then I and Joyce would go for walks every day. She was little. She liked to meet people and talk to them. And she was entertainment in a way, because... she'd take such an interest in people, and she was very little, and could talk very well, and it amused them. So, and they'd then I'd walk around the block, and if there was an animal or a dog or something, she had to get acquainted with them. And so I got acquainted with these Grants there that lived part ways from us, and that was interesting. She was nice and had family, and I used to take her to the park, Barnsdall Park, and that was a very pleasant place, because the gardens were pretty, and I kept busy. I do all my washing by hand. I put it out. I remodeled the little house. I papered and I made it real pretty. And they had little curtains that were rusty looking, and that had spots on them. And I cleaned those up and dyed them pale blue. That and it was a little blue in the small pattern of the paper. It was good quality paper. And I fixed over a lampshade, and the landlord really was pleased with it, you know, that I had done that much. So when we moved into the next door, we took on one of these prices, he was able to raise the rent. And that pleased him, too.
Did you do any carpentry work at that point?
No, I wouldn't take on somebody's mm-hmm. carpenter work in somebody else's place.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you did start to make friends on your own, though, immediately after you did come. And what was your relationship with your husband like at that point?
Well, we were congenial, but as always, he sat and read when he was home. In fact, his folks, or his aunt and uncle, they called them, they were cousins of his mother, came over and took us to Palm Springs, and we'd spent the day, and Joyce was about 2 years old then, almost two, well, anyway, I need to go to the bathroom, so I said, Ralph, I said, watch Joyce, don't let her get away, because we just got home and I knew she was just wanting to go and get exercise, you know, and get stretched out. So I come out and she was gone. And if I ever said anything in front of her, she just took advantage of it. She knew what she could do. So that was a scare because we couldn't find her, and we were looking, and some guy had found her crossing Franklin, which was a busy street, and cars all screeching and stopping, and she was following a dog. So at least we got her back.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was a scare. You lived in, so initially, you and your husband and Joyce and your mother-in-law were living together.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in a little house?
Two rooms.
Two rooms?
Yeah. And my mother-in-law slept in a folding bed in the kitchen. And that was kind of crowded.
How did you get along with her?
Well, all right. Only thing was that she and I had different ideas about cooking. And she'd go out and spend her money, and then I'd have to pay her back. So she'd buy luncheon meats, you know, and because that was easy to put on the table and easy things. But my idea was to buy a roast or meat, fresh meat, and fix it, and fresh vegetables and fix it, and not buy canned foods and that sort of thing. So she had her way continually, and I was paying her and didn't have the money to buy the groceries I thought we should have. So.
So de facto, she ended up being
a nuisance. The cook. Yeah.
Now, how did you decide that you were going to go to work?
Well, Ralph got the papers. They passed him around at work, and they wanted people's wives to work because that would mean transportation. And so he got home the paper and I went and applied because it would be, I would enjoy it, you know, and it would be good pay, and I figured I could get somebody to take care of my daughter. So the biggest hassle was having someone take care of her, but we managed to.
Well, before we go into that, tell me, what was it that you applied for? What did you think you'd be doing when you went down to apply?
Well, at first, there were only certain areas that they hired women. In fact, most of the time, that was the way it was. And what was open was what we applied for,
mm-hmm.
Electrical. They tell us what the openings were.
Mm-hmm.
We just made out our qualifications where we had worked and that sort of thing, and then they looked it up so that we had to pass what it is, FDR, whatever it was that they investigated you, so see if you're a good citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you remember what the interview process was like when you went down to apply?
You just wrote out everything and then come to them, and they would ask you a few questions, and then they'd say that you would hear from us a certain length of time, and they send a telegram.
Isn't it a telegram?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall how long you had to wait to hear?
I think it was about 2 weeks.
Was there any physical exam or any test for mechanical aptitude, anything like that?
I think we all had physical, but it was just take your blood pressure and all that. And they didn't give us an aptitude test. Maybe they did. I don't remember. They might have.
So you went down there then expecting to get work in electrical?
I didn't know what line it would be, but they told us what it would be.
When you went down to apply?
Yeah.
So by the time you got the telegram, you knew what it would be?
Yeah, they put people together that they felt would work together, and they had teachers and people they wanted people who had met the public, had worked out, and had some experience with the public.
Mm-hmm.
And their idea was mostly to people to get along together. They still had the idea that women couldn't get along together, you know.
Do you recall what your own expectations were about the job in terms of pay, the kinds of conditions, that sort of thing?
Well, of course, the pay was good to what I was used to, and I started out, I think, 79 cents an hour or something like that. And it was more than I expected. And so then they worked us long hours at times. At times I worked enough hours so I made more than my husband.
How did he feel about that?
Didn't like it.
Well, tell me, beginning with, say, what you can recall that first day going after you got the telegram, and then you reported how soon after that?
Oh, they had us report, I suppose, right away, or the next week.
Mm-hmm. How did they prepare, for instance, in terms of arranging child care, the kind of clothing, safety clothing you had to wear? How did you prepare to go in that first day?
Well, they told us what to wear when we were interviewed, so I had that.
And what was that?
The slacks and the blouse, and we were supposed to wear hairnets there, too. I don't know why, but we did. And, the idea was if there was any equipment around that we shouldn't get our hair caught in it and get torn, scalped or something. So we carried our lunch, we were supposed to, and we were told what time to get in ahead of time, you know, and where to park, and I got a ride.
They told you all this during your first interview?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what did you do about arranging child care?
I think that his aunt took, well, he then took her for 2 weeks, and then we had an arrangement with a place for her to stay, and it was supposed to be a good one.
Like a private?
No, it was in the hospital. It was child care, where they board children, and we left her there. Let's see. We let her board there,
mm-hmm.
and just brought her home on Sundays.
Uh-huh. No, there wasn't any thought about your mother-in-law taking care of her since she was living with you?
She'd gone back by that time.
Oh, I see.
She went back before Christmas that first year, I believe.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, can you describe that first day then? You say you, you know, they gave you instructions about what to wear and everything. How did you get there and what was it like walking in?
It was a long ways to walk, and then my feet weren't in good condition at that time. After the baby was born, my feet kind of fell. But they just introduced us and gave us instructions and gave us some wires and showed us how to do the work, strip the wires. And we were handed a piece of paper that gave us a sort of rule things and about lunch hours and everything.
What do you recall what the breaks and lunch hours were?
Yeah, we had a 10-minute break in mid-morning, and we always had a bell for those. And we had lunch, and that was a bell, and we had a half-hour lunch, and the afternoon was a 10-minute break, and then the bell, and then, of course, the end of the day was a bell to release you.
Now, that first day when you came in, you were then assigned to...
We came to a bench and a place to sit, and they would bring you the work. And they had told us what tools to get. I think I came with some of the tools. I think we had to get them, or else I bought them there. I think I might have bought them right there at the Tukran. And so I had to have certain tools.
Do you recall
which
was what tools those
were? A stripper, a pliers. They were small.
With a cutter on them?
Yeah. The pliers had a little cutter.
Mm-hmm.
But the stripper also had a snip thing which you could cut with. And we had to have a set of branches. Ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about it at first. And then I added some tools as I went on.
And you came in, you say you were assigned to a bench.
Mm-hmm.
And was this an area where they were going to initially train you? Is that it?
Yeah, they trained us. We had wires, and we'd have to strip them and put lugs on them. We had to learn that we'd strip them without breaking any of the wire. And then we crimped the lugs on them. I guess we had to have a tool for that, or they furnished it, I don't know. And numbered it. We had to number each wire. Put some paper on it, so that when they made their jigs, they could place them where they should be. And so I stayed in that department for a while.
Well, tell me more about the department itself. How large was the department?
Well, in footage or something?
In people.
Well, there must have been... And that's, it was divided like about 100 in that one and 100 down here and so on that floor.
So the whole area was electrical assembly?
Yeah. There wasn't so many in the, where they soldered.
Mm-hmm.
They tested me out on solder too. But they picked out some of the others for soldering.
And this is when you first arrived, that first?
Well, they didn't start us. They took turns and would test you out on things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all right, but I think there were others that were fine, and they kept the jobs ahead of us.
So there were. It was large. It was basically a bench assembly
mm-hmm.
area.
Yes, where I was, we were preparing the wires to be laid on the jigs, and they were. There was always a tag on it to say where it was going to go
mm-hmm.
and for what. So then when we get the lugs on them, then it would go to the next section and they'd lay out the jigs and tie the wires so that when they were sent down to assemble in the planes, they had all the wires that were going in one section right there to put on. And that they had to be laid out just sewn tight, not too tight.